Okay.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum. And y'all know I've been having some cool guests on. And today I have Kiara on. And she is so amazing, y'all. But I'm going to let her tell you about her.
Hi, sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm Kiara, and just a little bit about me. I am a stay-at-home wife and mom of two little ones. My oldest just turned 5 last month, and my youngest is 18 months. So that's a little bit about me. I try to get out with my little ones. We're all over the Metro Atlanta area. That wasn't always the case when I became a first-time mom, but through support from my husband and just talking through it. I'm here and I'm hopefully that I can help answer and inspire other new moms or even seasoned moms like myself.
Yes. So y'all, she's so amazing. I've been following her for a while on Instagram and she inspired me personally. So okay, so y'all know I became a stay-at-home mom in 2022. Time flies. But yes. And so I always were like, what are things I can do at home? And when I found your account, it just allowed me to see, oh, I could take him to the library. I could do some play dates. Like you inspired me to see more than just being at home because oftentimes when people think about stay at home, they think about being in the house.
Yeah.
And with you inspired me. I had to look up. That's why you helped me because I was like, ooh, library activities, Home Depot. So I just had to have you on to tell me like how did this journey happen for you to just be at home and be able to, do the homeschool thing because I'm homeschooling, even though he's only two, but you inspired me like, oh, you can start earlier. So yeah, so what inspired you to be a stay-at-home mom and want to homeschool?
Well, I'll take it back to the beginning. So I have my degree. I did dual enrollment. I graduated early. I have my college degree. He's doing that and everything. And me and my husband came to Georgia because he has before his career, and we got married and pregnant shortly after. And that's when I realized I'm like, I don't think the corporate world is for me. I had like little hints here and there, but once I became pregnant, I was like, yeah, I don't see myself going back to the workforce, just solely because I wanted to spend time with my first one. And I didn't want to put him, in daycare, which is nothing wrong with that. But I was just like, I wanted to spend time with him. And I eventually thought I was going to go back to work, but the more time went by and I talked to my husband, I'm like, hey, are we okay to just, can we continue like this? And we looked at finances, of course, and all that, logistics and everything. And of course, it's a sacrifice, but it's so rewarding. And we're like, yeah, let's continue on this path. So I don't come from a homeschooling background. I know no one in my life besides now, like as a mom who homeschools, who are stay-at-home moms. That was not my life. My mom worked, like she dropped us off to my grandma because she had to work, and she was working from the moment she woke up to the moment she went to sleep. So that wasn't what I saw, but I realized that this is a avenue for me and for so many other moms that may look like me and other moms in general, that this is a way. There, like I said, there are things that you have to work out, but it is definitely a lifestyle that is accessible depending on your circumstance. So I decided to dive more into that. And like I said, I didn't know anything about homeschool. So it took a lot of research, a lot of late nights, mornings on Google researching, like, oh my gosh, like, because there's so much information, right? But I just had to like dissect it like piece by piece. Like I can't think of like, oh my gosh, when they turn 18, I just have to think of now and what can I do now to help foster their education, their socialization, and their emotional intelligence and all those things now. And I'll obviously look at the long the big picture, but just take it piece by piece because it becomes super overwhelming when you try to like plan your whole life in one night.
I love that because I came from, because I have my master's in arts of teaching, and I went to school thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna go in teaching. So I was teaching for like 5 years, and then after I had my son, I was still working. I went back and I was in a new position, everything, but it was overwhelming. And I was like, I want to spend more time with my own son. Like, I'm not seeing my son, but I'm spending so much time with other people's kids. And I'm teaching them to be great, but what am I doing if I'm not at home doing the same thing? So that's when I also had the idea of like, I want to homeschool. I want to make sure that I can set that foundation for my son. And it was so amazing because now that I'm doing it, Now that I'm doing it and I have women that look like me, like I know I can message you like, hey, how do I find X, Y, and Z? And you always respond.
Yeah.
And so it's just a beautiful thing just to see that I'm seeing more moms that look like me as well doing that. Because when you go to the library and stuff, you don't see people that look like us.
No, not really. We're sprinkled. I'm seeing like an increase, but yeah, it's not a lot of us. So that's why I think it's really great that you are doing this podcast to make this available, this information available for moms who wouldn't have even thought of it. Like I said, I didn't even think of it until I gave birth. And then the idea, and I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know anything about it. I just thought it was like something I saw in like movies or something like that. I didn't know that it was like tangible, you know?
And
So
it's
yeah.
cool because it doesn't take much and it's not that hard to get started because it's like you can, it's small times. I know my son is too. We do like 10, 15 minutes a day. And that allowed him to learn like his letter sound. Well, not, he's working on his letter sounds, but he knows his letters. He can count, like identify like the objects, like pointing and stuff. So it's just like the small things go long term. And so just to see
Exactly.
you doing that, it just makes
Exactly.
me so happy. So now we talked about what you do. And you know, as we're a mom podcast, I want to know what do you do for yourself?
I was like, I knew she's gonna ask me this
Yep.
question. So, let's be transparent. What do I
Yes,
do
be
for
honest.
Kiera? Well, so here's the thing. So I'm trying to figure that out. Like in the beginning of the year, I was working out. I had like my hobbies, my aerosuits class. I had my Spanish class. I was working out, but life happens, and like I said, there's a sacrifice being a stay-at-home mom and only depending on one income. So with that, my husband works a lot, and his job is non-traditional, not like doesn't have like traditional hours, and family doesn't stay in town or in state. So it's either my husband or myself. So with that being said, I don't have a lot of time for myself. I am in the process of trying to figure that out. That's why I haven't been as active on IG like this month, especially because he's been working so much like this whole year, and now he's able to like take some time off. So we've just been really, together as a
Soaking in the
family.
family
But
time.
yeah. So just like soaking it in and all the extra help and support and just like grabbing onto that until he has to go back at the beginning of the year. Well, he does have to go back, but his schedule is going to be more going to be busier. But to answer your question, what do I do for myself? I have been working on waking up earlier. That is easy to say, okay? And I know people say wake up earlier. It is beneficial. I promise it is. But it's the fact that I don't go to sleep till late because, remember, I'm researching, I'm doing things, I'm like scheduling our activities. So I don't have as much time at night and like trying to reset the house and clean up and all those things. So I try to give myself at least, even if I'm able to wake up 15 minutes before the boys, just to like get my head on, because it's just I can't tag in my husband because he's working until like maybe the next day or 2 days. So if I'm able to at least just like wake up, take a deep breath, drink some water, brush my teeth, maybe.
Enjoy the quiet time before the
Yes.
chaos
And
starts.
exactly. And I know that sounds crazy to answer that question. What do I do for myself? Wake up 15 minutes and brush my teeth, because that's
That's
something
a
we all
lot.
should do.
That makes a difference though, because like even like you look so pretty right now. Only you guys see it, but you know, only keep the audio. But she got her lipstick on, she got her hair done. Like y'all should see her outfit. Like that is doing something for yourself. So don't downplay it. You
Yes.
may not be extravagant like where you're going to like do all these things, going to a
Right.
spa day and stuff just yet, but because
Right.
you're more present at home, it's going to have benefits later on down the road. Plus, you're going to have time for yourself eventually as they get older. So
Exactly. We're actually, me and my husband are trying to figure out, and I just saw your post about outsourcing. So I don't want to like jump ahead of your questions, but
You're
it
good.
kind of goes in, it kind of ties together. So me and my husband we thought about the idea like, years ago. And we're like, oh no, but now we're like, my oldest is 5, my youngest, he'll be 2 in June. So we're like, okay, maybe it might be a good idea to outsource, whether it's a house, someone who could come in and help clean the house, or maybe like a nanny or babysitting, because I'm still super attached to my little ones. They can't be like out of my sight for too long. I'm still really big mama bear. So we're in the works of like just figuring out, how can we outsource so we're not like burnt out, because like I said, his schedule has been intense since the beginning of the year, and he's working on his promotions and all that stuff. So this year has been super busy. for him and for I both. So we're like, okay, we're playing with the idea, like, you know, for the next year, how can we outsource and not be burnt out and still have time for each other and ourselves.
Yes.
And as a family.
Yes, because I know when we had my second, we were thinking about outsourcing housekeeping, but I love cleaning. Like, that's one way I decompress. So then I was just like, well, we need to start looking at a babysitter. Like, we have my in-laws, but we're like, we don't always want to have to call them. But hey, can you watch them? We want to have somebody call, like, oh, I'm on the way. So that's something my husband and I are working towards, getting someone to come in home so that we can go back out to do date nights, because we still do date nights in the house. But we're like, we're going to have to commit to leaving the house.
Right.
We can have
but
a different
date nights are great too. Like, that's a nice to start time to yourself and each other. Yes, I like that.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, girl, you got it. We try to make it work because, you know, still now that I have, how old is he now? He'll be 7 months next week. Yeah. Yes, so the journey is wild, especially in the postpartum years, like between the breastfeeding and you know how that all goes.
Yes, if you see my stories, I'm still breastfeeding my 18-month-old, and we're still co-sleeping. So that's what I'm saying. Time for myself. Like, we're trying to work it in and outsourcing.
We co-sleep too, so I understand, because that's why it's kind of hard for me to wake up early, because I'm like, okay, if I wake up at this time, if they feel me getting up out the bed, then they're going to pop up.
Exactly. So that's what I say. If I could wake up 15 minutes, slide out and just, you know, splash some water on my face. Great.
Yes. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to commit to myself. It's funny because I have my schedule I just made for myself that I'm going to start working towards. Like, because I want to walk an hour a day instead of, like, breaking up my walking time. I want to just be able to walk. So now I have somebody to hold me accountable, and have my podcast listeners that can hold me accountable. But it's really... it's really about the journey, and I want you to know that you're truly amazing. You guys should follow her on Instagram and see the amazing things that she's doing. She has cool lessons. They like to go out the house. And let me tell you, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're like, I don't go outside the house like that, that's okay. Because you have to have a balance. Because sometimes I'm not always going outside the house. Some days I might miss a story time, and that's okay.
Exactly, same here. And with transparency, and just to let all your viewers know, so I do get out with the boys, like, pretty much like every other day, but that wasn't always the case. Literally, when my oldest was born, I, like, gave my car away, because I'm like, I'm not gonna drive, because I had, like, severe anxiety, like, being in the car alone with him. And, like, I would just be at home, and I'm like, we're making payments on this car. Like I said, it was just, you know, one income. I was like, well, I don't go anywhere anyway. So just give away my car, because, like, I'm scared. Because I'm like, what if I'm driving and he chokes? And, like, I just had, like, all these, like, you know, like,
fearful thoughts.
Negative thoughts. Yeah. And I'm just like, where are these thoughts coming from? I'm like, this is so bizarre. But as I, you know, looked into, like, postpartum, like, anxiety and, you know, depression, all those things, I'm like, okay, so it's not, I'm not alone. So for, like, honestly, like, the first year that he was born, I didn't go anywhere. I was like, we stayed in the house. Like, I stayed in my PJs. Like, I barely went outside, like, in the neighborhood. I'm like, well, I don't want to walk around. Like, it was, like, really intense. So I say all that to say, like, if you're in that spot, and it's going to, like, if you're in that spot, there are ways and to, like, reach out and get support. I'm so sorry. But
It's so real. Like, we don't talk about these postpartum mental health disorders. And even I didn't even know about PSI, the Postpartum Support International. That has, like, a big play too. Like, they have support groups for that. Or, like, you can seek out therapists that look like you and can understand what you're going through. Because I'm in the process myself of getting my perinatal mental health certification, because I want to be able to help more moms be able to be okay with discussing it. Like, I'm glad you had a safe space to just even tell us about this experience. So now you know I'm going to ask a follow-up question.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
How did you navigate through that to overcome, to be able to leave the house now, especially with two kids now? Like,
it was a journey. And I was honestly, like, afraid to even, like, tell my husband. And, like, you know, he's, like, my best friend. And I was just, like, because I'm like, well, what would he, you know, like, because everyone thinks, you know, a baby and not think it is, like, a really great blessing. It's a happy moment. But also it's, like, a lot of fear, because you're, like, responsible for this human being, like, every second of the day. And so that's a lot of pressure. So that's why I didn't get in a car, because I'm like, that's one less thing I have to worry about. I can't control what happens on the road and, you know, other people, but I can control what happens in my home. So the first step was just honestly just feeling my feelings and like not pushing them away, like, well, no, I'm okay, but I wasn't okay. Mm-hmm. So I had to like first like be okay with myself and realize like, okay, I'm feeling these things, and to like Google and find other people that, okay, it's like they're going through this too. Talk to my husband, have a game plan, figure out what we can do. And like I said, that's why one of the reasons I didn't go back to work is because I couldn't control what happens at daycare or anything like that. So that was another thing, like just having a conversation with my husband, just coming up with the game plan as well. Mm-hmm. And just eventually like making like small strides, small steps. Like we would go out as a family, and I would go to the park and just like little things like that. And I was able to, then we closed on our home and we moved to a different area where it's more family friendly as well. Mm-hmm. So I was able to see more kids, and I was like go outside and move around and like communicate with my neighbors, who actually happen to be stay-at-home moms. And so that was very beneficial as well. So first step was being okay with myself, telling my husband, and then finding a community of moms like in my area and just having a conversation with them, and just like how you and I are having this conversation. Yeah. Like you come to realize like, oh, this mom is going through the same thing that I was going through, or maybe something similar, or maybe we can like bounce ideas off of each other. Mm-hmm. So like actually one of my best friends, I'm still with friends today, she happened to see me walking in the neighborhood because it's like a new community. And she saw that I had my first son in a stroller. She like ran over. She's like, oh my gosh, you're like another mom with the same age as my son. So we were able just to bond over that, and like we're still friends to this day. We actually have another play date next week. So just having just bonding with other moms has definitely helped. And just slowly like sticking your toe in, not like going on this place and that place and filling up your whole schedule, because that could be super overwhelming and intimidating. Like you said, I started off with the library. I started off with going to Barnes and Noble's for their free story time. And when my oldest, around that time was around the pandemic too. So we didn't go out as much, but a little bit after we did the library and like things like that, and like Home Depot, and like slowly put my toe into it. And then when I had my second, I had a little bit of anxiety there, and I was like, I don't know. So I used curbside. So like, well, I don't want to go inside. Let's see how I can do with just maybe going to the store. And like the Publix is like maybe 10 minutes from me. So let's see how I feel on this 10 minute ride and assess my feelings, mm-hmm. and not like shove them down like I did the first time when I had my oldest, but really feel my feelings. I'm like, what am I feeling and why am I feeling this? And how can I help and to piggyback off my husband and communicate and have those discussions? So sorry, yeah. That's like a long answer.
Yeah, that's really good though, because it kind of reminds me too how I felt when I had my second son, because my first son I was experiencing postpartum depression, but I didn't know that at the time till afterwards.
Yeah.
But preparing for my second son made me really use the strategies that I've been teaching women during like, you know, postpartum time. It kind of allow me to be in a better headspace, and like how you said, mm-hmm. like do things small. So we have like Kroger 3 minutes away from us, so when I had my second son, we went to the store. I was like, well, we'll just start with 3 minutes and then we'll start with the 10 minutes. Like recently we just took a road trip that was like mm-hmm. six seven hour drive with them, because I did it afraid. Yeah, but I had my husband with me, guys. I didn't do it alone.
Nope. That is still a big step though. That's
yes, I was step. So scared, like how you were talking, I was so scared to do it, but then one day I was like, I really miss my family, so let's just do it. And mm-hmm. it was great. Like it was, sometimes it's, we put a narrative in our head to make things seem like it's bigger, and then when you do it you're like, it really wasn't that bad, but it's just here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the build-up, like, oh my gosh, okay, let's just get it over with.
yes it was. But I'm so glad that you took the time out to come share with us and pour into us. And any last tips that you have for our new mom before we close out?
Like, I just want to really hone in on, as a new mom or a seasoned mom, as a mom, it could be overwhelming. So even if you're looking at someone else who like getting out and going with someone. So like when Dre's reached out to me, he's like, oh my gosh, you're so inspiring. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm not doing enough. Mm-hmm. So I want to say like, you are doing enough.
Yes.
Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. Don't look at the whole big picture. That's nice. That's pretty. But let's start small. Okay. Like just start small and just also celebrate your wins. Like, oh, well, I didn't get to do this activity with my little one. I didn't get to do this or that or something throughout the day. And this is another tip. Because I felt when I was a stay-at-home mom, I was like, am I doing enough? What am I doing? So I would keep like little sticky notes and I would like write down throughout the day, like, what did I do today? What did I accomplish? How am I feeling today? And at the end of the day, no lie, I would have sticky notes full of things that I did. So if you're not, if you feel like you're not, you know, doing enough, you are doing enough. And if you need to actually see it, write it down and look at it at the end of the night when your little ones go to sleep and you're looking at their sweet little baby faces on the monitor and look at all the things that you did for yourself and for them during that day. So,
oh my gosh, I'm gonna try that and I'll let you know how it goes. Cause sometimes I'm just like, what did I do today? But now I can do that as well. And there goes my little one. But anyways, I'm almost done. But yeah, thank you for...
thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And if you follow me, I promise I'm going to get better in the new year. I plan to have a blog and everything and put it on there so moms are able to see what your options are. Because sometimes you're like, what is there to do? And so I do the research and I provide it and I do it with my little ones and I show you guys because I do it anyways. So yes.
I love it. I'm going to put her Instagram on the caption. And until next time, guys, and let us know if you enjoyed this episode. Share it on your story. Tag me in it at Dre.Williams on Instagram. And we will see you guys soon.